Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we'll be studying Tehillim, Perek Samach Hei 65. The tone of this perek is rather uplifting, where the Meshorer is literally singing Hashem's praises. We seem to shift within this perek from one theme to another, yet all are related to the greatness of Hashem in different ways. We will see how Hashem hears all of man's prayers, that God is a forgiving God, and His world is magnificent, which gives us reason to sing. And because of Hashem's greatness, we ask for the redemption to come. This Mizmor, according to the Malbim, was composed as a song of thanks for all of the bounty. And it may have been composed after a three-year drought and famine during the last 3 years of David HaMelech's reign. Therefore, it could have been a tefillah that the drought be stopped, or it could very well have been a response to the famine ending. Furthermore, this could have been said during any time in history when there is a drought. The Sfarno and Radak look at this perek as a tefillah from the perspective of those in Golos yearning for the future redemption to arrive. It may also be a tefillah from David that the Beis HaMikdash be built in Tzion. And from that request and from that prayer, he goes on to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the magnificent world that he created. Lamanatseach Mizmor LeDavid Shir. Lecha dumiya tehillah Elokim b'tzion ulecha yishulam neder in Pasuk Beis. From the perspective of those waiting for the redemption or the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, we explain the Pasuk as follows. To you, Hashem, we await to the time that we can praise you in Sion, the site of the Beis HaMikdash, so that we can pay our vows or do a Karban Todah that we have promised. And we can explain the entire perek along the lines of waiting for the Geula. But we will not be doing that today. We will be looking at this perek with a different train of thought, that it's a mizmor to thank Hashem for all of the bounty when the rain has fallen once again after a drought. So, Pasuk Beis, we had explained that Lecha Dumiya Tehila Elokim B'tzion, to you, for you, we are waiting, Dumiya. But alternatively, the word can be explained as follows. Dumiya, from the root word dome, quiet, as in Vayidom Aharon. And Aharon was silent. So Rashi explains it as Lecha Dumiya Tehila Elokim B'tzion. Silence is your praise, Hashem, the one that resides in Sion. Because of you, we are silent when we think of the praise that we can offer you, because there are simply no words that mortal man can utter to properly encompass the greatness and the kindness of Hashem. And the Malbim expands on this and says that the fact that we are rendered silent speaks to your praises, because we're dumbstruck. There's nothing that we can say when we think about the greatness of Hashem. In contemplating Hashem, there really are no words. And this is what we say in Nishmas, Ein anachnu maspikim lehodos lecha. There are no words that are sufficient to thank you, Hashem. And what constitutes Hashem's greatness in Pasuk Gimel? Shomea tefillah adecha kol basar yavo. That Hashem is the one that listens to all tefillos. To you, Hashem, all mankind comes. Basar implying that Hashem listens to our needs in the physical as well as the spiritual realm. Hashem is on high, but he comes to us down below here and is not removed from us. And therefore, we can ask for anything. We can ask for things that are physical as well as spiritual needs. As we say in the Hallel, Hamashpili liros bashamayim uva'aretz, Hashem lowers himself, kaviyachol, to see what's going on in the heavens and on the land. And the word basar, flesh, all flesh, implies that Hashem listens to the prayers of all mankind on earth. And if we're understanding this as a prayer for rain, or a tefillah as a thanksgiving for the rain that has fallen, rain is a universal need. Farmers generally tend to be religious people because they rely on the rain, which they intuitively know comes from God. There was a cute and inspirational story this past year that was making its rounds. A camp of yeshiva boys winded up on the property of a pecan farmer in Texas. And they got into a conversation and the farmer was bemoaning the fact that there was a drought for so long and it hadn't rained in a couple of months or longer. And she asked the guys to pray for her. So they ended up saying Tehillim, they sang songs, and as the story was told, one of them received a text from the farmer that night that it indeed had rained, And she said she was so grateful to God and to the boys for their prayers. There's a beautiful medrash on our current pasuk. The medrash illustrates the phenomenon that there are myriads of people that are praying in a multitude of locations. Shomea tefillah, adecha kol basar yavo'u. Hashem hears, you're the one that hears our tefillos, and to you everybody comes. Ma hu shomea tefillah? What does it mean that Hashem hears our prayers? When Bnei Yisrael daven, they don't daven at one time or in one place. Rather, they are praying in different places of worship. When we are finished davening, the angel that is in charge of tefillos takes our tefillos from every person and from every place of worship and makes crowns out of the tefillos, adecha, and places them on the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, as it says in our perek, adecha kol basar yavo, ve'ein adecha ela atara. Adecha, says the Medrash, means an atara, a crown or an ornament. And the Medrash uses the verse in Yeshaya to prove the point, ki kulam ka'adi tilbashi. This is speaking to Yerushalayim, that when her children return to her, she will wear those children like jewels, as the Mefarshim explain it. She will wear them like crowns, ki kulam ka'adi tilbashi. And the Medrash beautifully continues, v'chein hu omer, and so it does say in Yeshaya, Yisrael asher b'cha et pa'er, shehakadosh baruch hu mit'ater b'tfilasan shel Yisrael. Yisrael, in whom I, Hashem, am glorified. How is Hashem glorified? Because he crowns himself with the tefillos of Bnei Yisrael. Misater b'tefillah, son shel Yisrael. All of the tefillos converge heavenward towards Hashem's crown. Adecha kol basar yavo'u. All of man's tefillos converge to create adecha, your crown. And this is not just a cute medrash, it's a profound one. Our tefillos demonstrate that we acknowledge Hashem as the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, hence the imagery of a crown. Incidentally, we see the inverse in Birchas HaShachar, whereas we say, Yisrael Asher Becha Et Pa'er, that Hashem is glorified with Bnei Yisrael, and he is crowned by Bnei Yisrael through our tefillos. Birchas HaShachar, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, that Hashem crowns us with glory. We crown Hashem, and conversely, Hashem crowns us. It's a dual relationship. So back to our perek, Pasuk Dalid. We have so many sins, yet you, Hashem, pardon them with the gift of tshuva. Divrei Avonos Gavru Meni Pesha'enu The talk of sins overwhelms me, but you pardon our sins. And Pasuk Hey 5 speaks to man that chooses to dwell in the Heichal Hashem. And in Pasuk Vav, a supplication that Hashem should answer our prayers. The remainder of the parak speaks of the wonders of Hashem's world, the land forms, the oceans, the cycles of rain. We should not take anything for granted. My girls have had an incredible Tehillim teacher who takes her class on a yearly hike. Each of the students has to prepare, you know, a couple of psukim relating to nature, to Hashem's creations. So do some hiking. And when you get to the summit, say the following pasuk in Pasuk Zion. Mechin harim bekocho ne'azar bigvura. He prepares mountains with his might. He is girded with might. This is also an echo of our Birchas HaShachar, where we say that Hashem girds us with strength, Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. Pasuk Ches, Mashbiach Sha'on Yamim, Sha'on Galehem, V'Hamon Le'umim. Hashem who stills the raging seas, the raging waves, and the multitudes of people. We know about the stilling of raging seas from Kriyas Yamsuf, the stilling of the rage of the other nations, as we say in Az Yashir, Shamu Amim Yirgazun, the other nations heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Bnei Yisrael's exodus from Mitzrayim, and they became quite frightened. Pasuk Tes 9, V'yir'u Yoshvei Kitzavos Me'ososecha, Motzei Boker V'erev Tarnin. Inhabitants of the furthest ends are frightened by your signs, or they are awed by your signs. With the appearance of morning and evening, you cause joy. The cycle of the sun and the moon is awe-inspiring. You recall the total solar eclipse that occurred in April of last year, almost a year ago at the time that I'm recording this. People traveled from all over the country to be in the path of totality. People were camped out for days to wait for this event. They were witnessing God's world. People are awed by the precision of the solar system. We should be awed by the precision of the moon, the rotation of the earth, and all the other wonders of the astronomical world that creates seasons, days, weather patterns. I remember when the kids were younger and we sometimes would end up at a planetarium. I happen to have loved sitting in a planetarium. You know, with the little kids, you recline on your seats, the room gets totally dark, and suddenly the kids are quiet, and I could finally take a great nap. But okay, who hasn't done that? But in all seriousness, when they show you, you know, in these planetariums, the solar system and the shooting stars and all of the incredible details that are in this unbelievable world that we know so little about, it could be a spiritual moment. You know, of course, the narrator never mentions God, right? It just happens to be that all of these millions of galaxies and stars are there. But if we look at these elements of nature through the lens of Hashem's creation, it obviously changes the whole experience. The parak continues with Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph, speaking about Hashem's attention to the land, providing water and nutrients, watering all the burrows, giving us the bounty of the earth. And for the next few Psukim, first of all, just listen to the beautiful poetry, the imagery, and the metaphoric language that we see here. In Pasuk Yud Beis, Itarta shnas tovosecha umagalecha yirafun dashen. Hashem, you crown the year with your goodness and your paths from the lashon of ma'agal, magalecha, a circle, an igul, the rivulets that are created from the rain that wind around. The water is dripping with abundance. Here again, there's the imagery of an atara, a crown. And in Pasuk Yud Gimel, by the way, listen to the alliteration here, which is part of the poetry. Yir afu ne'os midbar v'gil g'va'os techagorna. They drip into pastures of wilderness. The hills gird themselves with joy because of the rain. Chagorna, like a chagora, is a belt. Pasuk Yudalid 14, Lavshu karim hatzon v'amakim ya'atfu var yisro'au af yashiru. The meadows are clothed with flocks of sheep because there are so many, and they graze from the beautiful lush grass that the land is completely covered with the sheep as if it is clothed in them. The valleys are full of grain. They're like wearing the grain. They shout for joy and they even sing. Recall that this may have been said as a result of a drought. The drought ends, or people are praying for the drought to end and looking towards the future when there will be joy because of the abundance of produce. The rain comes, the fields become green, and there's joy in the air as the sheep now have a place to graze and the food sources have begun to grow, which results in song. Radak beautifully explains that the movement of the foliage and the greenery and the crops as they rustle in the wind create an audible sound as if the bounty itself is singing. May we continue to be the recipient of Hashem's bounty, and may we sing the ultimate shir from Tzion with the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilo Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.